Aaron, what is, let me ask you some questions that are just kind of off the wall, strange questions that people or fans of your music will probably be very fascinated to hear the answers to.
Sure.
What do you have in your pockets right now?
A guitar pick and 10, 15,
40, this is cool.
2, 3, $420.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
420. What up?
What up?
420?
And yeah, that happens to be pretty coincidental, right?
Yeah, there you go.
And a wallet.
There you go. Aaron, very personal question. You don't have to answer. You can tell me if you want to, but you don't have to. What is the last thing that you cried over?
I'm a big sissy. I cry all the time.
Wow.
You know, I was the night before I left. Singing Zoe Jane to my daughter, laying in bed, snuggling with her. You know, her pillow was all wet with my tears while I was crying, trying to hold it together and sing the song for her without her thinking that Daddy was sad, you know?
Dude, that's cool, man. Aww. That's cool. All right, Aaron, listen, we know you are on a schedule. We got to let you go. We love the new record, and love your music, man.
Thank you very much. I look forward to being in San Diego in a few weeks.
Right on. All right, Aaron. Well, we'll talk to you later, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. I really like Aaron Lewis.
Cool guy.
Yeah.
Dude.
You're a good dude. To watch a rerun of Lost. Now, as far as I know, this is the first time this has ever been done. I've never heard of this being done before on TV or not anything before. And so, go ahead and turn on KGTV if you're at home, and we're going to be watching this with you. First time I've ever known of a network TV show doing a simulcast on the radio.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can we play the 9 o'clock
yeah,
ID?
Yeah, go ahead and hit that ID.
Good.
The Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock. Official home of the Mikey Show 28-hour marathon is
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 9 p.m. and 10 p.m.
All right, go ahead, turn back.
What the hell is that?
And we gotta get the lights down somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Somehow in the room, we gotta get the lights down.
So into this.
Go ahead, Colonels. Just kill them. Kill the lights. Just hit them all down. There you go. There you go. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right, so this was the first episode that we got to see the other side of the island people, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Jin comes running out.
Adas.
Does anybody speak Korean?
It's not Yin and Yang, Sean.
Out of BC.
Come on in, everybody.
Oh, this is awesome.
You all, everybody.
really frightened my wife when we first watched it. She's afraid of black guys. What can I say?
Oh, stop it.
But it turns style.
Oh, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
For sure.
Oh, no.
Sky, is that your kind of black guy?
He is a very attractive man.
Oh, that looks like my house.
Shut up.
That's where I got to sleep.
That's right. That's like where Ramsay sleeps, right, Sky?
Not even
well, that's better.
Which one of these African-American men looks more like your manservant Ramsay?
Oh, it's not real.
All right.
Doesn't matter.
Come back here!
That creeped me out when I saw that for the first time. Put down the gun, brother.
Is what you were talking about, Luke? Is this your destiny?
Is it really the time for this, Jack?
All roads lead here.
What?
Fine, you're right.
Yeah, anything you say, Jack.
I don't even keep money in my purse anymore. I've been hiding it.
He looks so much better bald.
She wants a
drink. Kind of like me.
She stole $30.
Oh, look at that hair.
That's bad.
You know,
that's
it may
brutal.
Not seem like a lot of money to some of you,
shirt.
But it's a lot to me.
Oh.
And I want it back.
It's like the typical meeting I hang out at.
Something you want to say? John, you've been coming here for a month now.
I just don't think $30 is worth getting angry about.
Well, Francine feels like $30.
Francine feels a little too much, you ask me.
Well,
you all
Francine's
do.
A bitch.
Seriously.
Seriously.
No. Oh, well.
Peg Bundy.
Oh, well, hello.
$30 from it. I never even knew who my parents were.
Oh,
boo-hoo.
A couple years ago,
I'm guessing your dad is bald.
And,
cool.
She told me.
Oh, hang in there,
I
buddy.
I was special.
Oh, you are special.
And through her, I met my real father. Great news, right? Well, he
holy
pretended
cow.
To love me just long enough
Laverne?
To steal my kidney because he had to have a transplant.
Part Australian
and then he
shepherd.
Dropped me back in the world like a piece of trash, just like he did on the day that I was born.
This guy's tough.
You want your damn $30 back? I want my kidney back.
You know, you have to, dude.
Hey. Still doesn't matter.
Selfish.
B-Rob.
Probably a good idea.
B-Rob trying to light a cigarette.
You know, if you get kidney cancer, you've only got
yeah,
one.
Great. I loved you in Futurama.
I'm sorry if I ruined your meeting.
Oh,
no, your hair is not that bad. It's okay.
Most of the time, I want to stand up and scream. Get over it, freaks.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I have to keep a cork in. Because I get all hot and bothered.
That's disgusting.
Guess you won't be coming back next week, huh?
Guess not. Want to take a shower?
It's too bad. I like bald guys.
I'm not bald.
Well, I like girls that always look like they're menstruating.
Oh my God. I'm Helen, by the way.
Helen.
Hi, Helen. I'm John.
Where's Kate? Lower your gun.
Brother.
Blow his damned head off. Where's Kate?
There she is. Go, Freckles.
Whoa, hello. The gratuitous boob shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, B-Rob?
Mm-hmm.
I
would do.
What are the weapons for?
I don't know.
Do you guys have any theories on the weapons?
Killing.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. Think about it.
Really study this room.
I'm not putting down anything. Calm down. It's okay.
Oh my. Oh my.
Do not move.
No, don't.
Don't what?
He's unarmed.
He just had a gun pointed at your head.
No, he's Rick Allen from Def Leppard. He's unarmed.
What does he do?
play that mean game of Pong.
It so much.
Oh yeah, lost. Yeah, yeah. Give it to me.
So good.
And now commercials.
Bravo. Turn this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, turn this down.
Good times.
So yeah, I think we just made radio history.
Oh.
I think that's ever been done.
Well, I just think it's cool.
I'm freaked out.
Why?
I don't know.
Because yeah. Sky's microphone is so blaringly loud.
Thank what do you guys think?
I'm trying to whisper.
What number? What?
Yeah, can you? Wait, what
mic are you on?
Hello, hello.
Yeah, say test
quattro,
one, two.
Quattro, one, two, three.
All
four.
The way down. All the way down.
Wait,
perfect.
Hey, turn that down a little bit. You guys, I can't. But now people can't hear me. When
yeah.
I talk.
Well, no, believe me, they can.
Well, wait.
In Cleveland.
Yeah. They don't have their radios on, and they can still hear you.
Okay.
And we want to thank KGTV for allowing us to be able to do this.
They're the best.
And, by the way, I got Revenge of the Sith. I just got it, yesterday. Sean and I were watching it in the car illegally.
Oh,
this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
I'm really interested in seeing these documentaries because, you know what? The 48th hour of documentary stuff that I've seen, I'm sure is going to give me some jewel that I haven't seen yet.
Mm. It probably will.
On all the other 44 hours.
Eddie's upset.
Why even buy it then?
I don't know.
What by what?
The movie, if you don't want to watch the stuff.
For the movie?
You don't want to watch the stuff?
With all the extras?
Yeah.
There's like 90 hours of extras on that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, maybe the next 28-hour show. We'll throw that on.
Heck yeah, I'm in.
Oh, God.
Go get it in your car. Put it on right now. Watch it during the commercials. Come on, Sky. Think out of the box.
Well, I think that's a little excessive, don't you?
No.
Someone turn down Sky's mic,
please. Sean. I'm still trying to whisper.
Sean, your mic isn't, your mic's not on enough.
No, I like it that
He's
way.
A mile away from it.
And can somebody turn Sean's microphone up?
Is it really not on?
I don't really hear it.
No? Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, they just showed the Super Nanny. She's She's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Okay, great.
What the hell is he talking about?
Listen, if you do not let me up, we are going to die.
I swear to God.
Look at the wall. You see that? That's a timer that's counting down. I've got to enter the court. I've got to push the button.
Or what?
Jack, you should let him up.
Don't tell me what to do. Or what?
What's going to happen?
Come on, do you?
I'm sorry, what? And also with you?
Do I know you?
You got him.
Did he just say Count Dooku?
No.
The great asteroids are screwed.
What?
Nothing, Jack.
Why don't you take a picture? It lasts longer.
Yeah, what was that look from Locke? What was that all about? Why? What?
The computer got shot.
Oh, like you just effed everything up kind of look?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Like, way to go, Jack.
Way to go, dude.
Yeah. All right, that's the old hit it and quit it. See ya.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
That's
why you gotta leave your shoes tied. Get right out of there.
Really, you just pick them up and leave. Time outside.
There's nothing to do with you, Evelyn, I promise. I really like
She doesn't feel comfortable enough to take that helmet off.
That's her hair, dude.
Oh, that is? That is her hair?
Yeah,
I'm sorry about that.
I know, it's embarrassing.
I didn't realize that. She was wearing a helmet. A big helmet.
Aww.
Now what dude owns that kind of a car?
Ted Bundy?
I mean, come on.
Oh, he's cute.
Hey, Sky.
What up?
I like his receding hairline.
Morning.
Ew.
Morning,
Dad.
Dad.
Made a Play-Doh.
John, I know you like to drive through my neighborhood. And I know that every now and then you like to park outside my house.
Oh, really, Sherlock?
Now, I thought it might all stop when I moved, but
here
you are. I'll admit, at first I thought it was funny.
Really? You like kidney
now
beans?
It's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you tell me what the hell it is you want?
I want my kidney pie back.
Why?
letter.
Why? There is no why.
Did you fart?
You think you're the first person that ever got conned? You needed a father figure and I needed a kidney. And that's what happened.
Weak.
Get over it.
I didn't buy all that.
No.
No.
John,
that was a little...
Don't come back.
Overdone.
Right,
come on. That's over the... Sky, thank you. It's over the top.
A little bit. I still appreciate it. Oh, see, look at the hurt.
Well, see,
face.
He makes the scene. He's got that damn hurt. Look, with a little sniff there.
The
just
nose.
That little sniff.
Caffeine.
And a little Starbucks.
Okay.
Wash away the pain.
It's cold. It's not my day.
I don't think you need that, Kate.
I know he's got to have a Casey and Sunshine Band. Where is it?
Well, maybe I can help. Can you fix the computer? If you can't help me, can you?
Saeed can fix a computer.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Saeed can do everything.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is, Saeed.
He's so cool.
He really is.
You can back up that rope.
We'll have to. There's got to be a front door in this place.
Down the corridor to the left.
Yes, there's a Commodore place. Computer. There might be a front door.
Oh, yeah.
My jar of pennies.
You going to run that to the bank?
What is that?
It's my lucky jar of pennies.
Okay. Hope it helps.
This will save everything.
Good luck.
Brother.
Now, you're going to tell
don't
me what's
you
going on.
Don't you touch my pennies.
Yeah, we don't have time. We're taking a time out. Please just let me. Look, you want to get to work, you're going to tell me how you got here.
Damn.
There's $5 in there.
It was 3 years ago. I was at a solar race around the world. And my boat crashed into the reef and a Kelvin came.
What is that accent?
Kelvin? Kelvin, he comes running out of the jungle. Mm-hmm. Hurry, come with me.
Is it Irish? Is it
he
South African?
First thing he does, because it's beeping already, he types in the code, he pushes the button, and it stops.
Apparently he doesn't buy shampoo.
What was all that about, I say? Just saving the world, he says. Saving the world. His words, not mine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so I started pushing the button, too. And we saved the world together for a while, and that was lovely. And then Kelvin died.
Got this lovely jumpsuit.
Does everybody get a jumpsuit?
The end.
Seriously.
Loved you on Party of Five.
Don't tell me you believe this. This is crazy. You think that makes sense, pushing a button? You're going to take his word for it.
His word is all we have, Jack.
You don't have to take my word for it.
Hey, is this the episode where they get to see the tape, the film?
The bookcase.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Behind ton of
cool. Turn this on. Listen, watch this at home with us. We're watching Lost. Let's see. Helen Reddy.
Penthouse Forum? No.
That's not it.
Oh, awesome. Secret.
Mysteries of the Kama Sutra. Here it is.
Reginald in the bathtub. I don't want to see this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this guy's hot. Now, Sky.
No, I'm sorry.
I've been meaning to ask you this. This is brilliant.
Okay.
Sky, you know how you kind of like the salt and pepper?
The salt and pepper, yeah.
What the hell is just going on?
This guy's kind of like...
No.
Like in his 40s, maybe late 40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
How good looking is he?
Can you?
Like, he's kind of sexy.
No, I agree.
Her. Can Sean please talk into that microphone?
Like, I'm not kidding.
No, I totally see where you're coming from. I don't disagree with you at all. Yeah, no.
Can you get
your hand out of
wherever your hand is right now, Ashley? I'm just uncomfortable with your hand position.
Why was she just grabbing her crotch?
She's holding herself like
Why?
A catcher.
Why, Why was she doing that?
My hand's on my
like,
leg.
I didn't even notice. And then I just looked
I
down and she was all there.
Anyways, back to the progressive guy. He is
all right,
hot.
No. Hey. Oh, look who it is.
Yeah, like John from The Apprentice. Nice.
Hey. Oh, bravo. Whoa,
look
hello.
At that. John from The Apprentice
welcome,
just showed
welcome.
Up.
Welcome.
Looking for a little extra bonus points. Yeah, nice.
It's working.
Notice Gay Chase isn't here.
Oh, shnikey doodles.
What do you think about
it's just the commercial. You guys can walk across. It's cute.
Yeah, you can walk across in front of the screen. Yeah. How rude. How rude you people are.
Oh, you guys are unbelievable.
So well, you just told them.
Unbelievable.
You just told them.
Unreal.
Down in
walking
front.
You just
the
told them they could
Jesus.
Watch.
Unreal.
Wow. Hi.
Anybody watch a stupid show?
Which one?
This Daily.
One? You're wrong.
I got it. TiVo'd.
Hope and Faith.
Yes. That old thing.
Hackneyed hope and faith.
Hey, did you see in this commercial? Are you shocked that he's still alive?
Yeah, I didn't know he's still alive.
I swear to God, I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Judge Wapner says no on 77. Hell, I'm happy to be 78.
At least that's what they told me.
Oh.
Oops, I made a poopy.
Oh.
I said yes on 81 8 years ago.
No, on 77. I was 77 back in
77. I love this commercial.
First time Rob is talking 12 hours.
Wow, bravo.
He's in on the Washington Mutual commercial.
Oh, I love these ones.
What's it about, B-Rob?
About 2 minutes.
He just walked in.
It's about 60 seconds.
He just walked in, and he goes, and it's like a job interview, and he goes, oh, sorry, I'm late. I had a different job interview. Think I nailed it.
Also, he's a dirtbag like you.
That's a good one.
It's too much.
That's a good one.
Washington Mutual, those people know how to make a good commercial. I'm in Budweiser.
It's quite a statement, B-Rob. Wow.
Thanks, Robbie.
I don't know what Washington Mutual is or does, but I will vote for them.
Yeah, I don't know what Washington Mutual is either.
Hey, Robbie Shades, do me a favor.
Hey, Robbie Shades.
That's awesome.
All right, quiet. I'm trying to figure out what Prop 77.5 is all about.
It's the one where I hate the firefighters.
Yeah. The one where I say no to fire people.
No on fighting fires. Whoa. Never want to see you again.
Hey.
All right, back up.
Oh.
Hurley!
Hurley!
Where'd they get a dog?
That's a Walt's dog, dude.
Walt's dog, bro.
B-Rob.
He just has it.
Rob has never seen an episode.
On an island? Like, that's not fake at all.
I didn't think we were going to get through the night.
It's filmed in Hawaii, you jackass.
And I wasn't even here for
dogs
that.
Dogs can't be on planes.
Baby stealing park.
Absolutely not. The dog was
on the plane,
bro.
Exciting.
It's about time things are finally returning to normalness.
Zaid!
Oh, crap.
Hi. We need your help.
Oh, hello. Let me guess. You're doing something that has to do with camels. Is that it? Well, you know what? Ask somebody else.
Where are they?
Oh, you're making a terrorist bomb? Okay. Ask somebody else.
By the guys, I just saw. Did you see Walt? The others? How many?
Listen here, sushi killer.
How many?
Listen here, Benihana.
That is my fault. Could be 100 of them out there. Push me up. What?
I said push me up, Harlem Globetrotter.
Somebody help us out, too.
Wouldn't it be funny if they just broke in the song?
Yeah.
Build me up, buttercup, baby.
No?
Wouldn't it be great if Lost became a musical?
Yeah. I smell a bit.
They got it weighted down with something. Tie it off somewhere. Come on, lift me higher.
Was that a blade? Was that a blade?
Hey, yes.
Did you stab him?
That's jacked.
Stupid. That was unnecessary. Unnecessary out of BC.
This was a good plan, though.
Yeah, very smart. Taking over the team right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's the girl from SWAT.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she is. Fast and the Furious.
Isn't that the girl from Fast and the Furious?
She's from Bo.
She's so hot.
She looks good in those movies.
All right, here it is. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
The Hanzo film.
Want to tell me what was going on down here before I showed up, John?
No.
Maybe I don't.
Desmond had a gun.
It's for me to know and you to find out.
Like, who did elect Jack the leader? I wouldn't listen to him.
He wanted to know a lot about
us.
He's
a doctor, dude.
I wouldn't listen to him.
It's not about being a doctor. People just automatically come to you.
I'm not a doctor.
People just go to you.
What's up with the gay t-shirt with the sleeves cut off? I mean, that's just flat out.
That's what you have on right now.
Oh, wait a second.
Kind of like exactly what you're wearing.
What's up with the green t-shirt with the sleeves cut off? I mean, if that isn't homo,
well, yours is green, too. I mean, there's really barely a difference.
Look in the mirror.
It has to be the same color, green.
There's a reason you're so upset, because he said he recognized you.
Oh, hello.
Oh, look at Mr. Mind Reader.
Because that would be impossible.
Yeah, it would.
Or would it?
Boom.
Ah, the Dharma Initiative.
Now, this is 3 of 6. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I didn't.
So there's a few more of these films out there. See?
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Oh, hello.
It's in 3 of 6. Orientation Station 3,
Station 3.
Swan. So they call Station 3 the Swan.
This is where they devised that reality show on Fox.
Oh.
In a moment, you'll be given a simple set of instructions for...
Now, my girlfriend says that guy's related to Jim.
Well, that's racist.
It is. It's flat-out racist.
Flat-out racist.
Could be. Never know.
The Dharma Initiative was created in 1970 and is the brainchild of Gerald and Karen DeGroote.
Hello, hippie.
Two doctoral candidates at the University of Michigan.
Well, they don't give out dates very often, so that's kind of interesting.
What's Franco Harris doing now?
B.F. Skinner. Imagine a large-scale...
Franco! Macular reception, nice job.
Thinkers from around the globe could pursue research in meteorology, psychology, parapsychology,
polar bears,
zoology, electromagnetism,
and
utopian social inclusive Danish industrialists.
Look how creepy it is when they show him. Look at how creepy that is. Look how creepy that is.
Multi-purpose social science research.
Who is he? He's just standing there.
What the?
You and your partner are currently located in Station 3, or the Swan.
You're going to have to tell him that we're watching
Station 3 was
a TV show. We can't take the call. We can't take it right now, but tell Craig I'll call him. Tell him what we're doing.
Fluctuations emanating from this sector of the island. Not long after the experiments began, however, there was an incident.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
And since that time, following protocol has been observed. Every 108 minutes, the button must be pushed.
But why?
From the moment the alarm sounds, you will have 4 minutes to enter the code into the microcomputer processor. Induction into the program. Hmm? When the alarm sounds, either you or your partner must input the code.
Why?
It is highly recommended that you and your partner take alternating shifts. In this manner, you will both stay as fresh and alert of utmost importance. That when the alarm sounds, the code be entered correctly and in a timely fashion.
What's the point,
Sky? Do not
attempt
to use a computer for any...
Congratulations.
Any porn.
Until your replacements arrive, the future of the project is in your hands. On behalf of the DeGroots, Alvar Hanso, and all of us at the Dharma Initiative...
Isn't that guy flying the Millennium Falcon with...
Lando in Return of the Jedi.
A little puffy. It's
a great call, dude.
Not his fault.
There was a date there. We just missed it.
Oh, it was like 79. I remember pausing it last time. Or 81, something like that.
No.
No.
Oh. Oh. Yes, you should.
All right.
Wow.
You should watch it again.
God, what is it?
Devo in here.
I know.
I'm going to go back and see him again still.
What does it all mean?
I don't know.
That sucks.
What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, you in on this show, Rob?
Yeah, it's very, compelling because you got to press a button every 108 minutes and I don't know what you do if you...
Shut up, Rob.
Button. I mean, what happens if you sleep in 110 minutes?
Not acceptable.
I do that time to time. Does the world end?
Yeah,
is that my
fault? We've lived through it.
There's a dog.
Just want to remind people. that starting at 10 o'clock, we're going to start the Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Ring.
Did the Colonel ever get to call? Did I miss that? Call around to Blockbusters?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, Colonels, don't mean to, like, talk out of school, but...
Get Colonels over to a microphone.
I was just interested to know.
Colonels, did you, I thought Boston Rob was in charge of that.
Oh.
elected colonels to do it.
Who did?
You did.
I thought I elected Boston Rob to do it.
Well, whoever, did anybody do it?
I thought you talked to Rob.
I heard you mention it to me. I didn't know.
I heard it
on the air to Bobby, but I don't know.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was my first instinct.
Boston Rob?
I think you told Sky to do it.
Boston Rob.
I heard you told Sean.
Why did you not take care of that, Boston Rob? Go ahead. Think.
Let's see.
Think.
There was something going
on.
Oh, yeah, 28-hour show.
Yeah, that's
busy with that.
All's forgiven.
Yes.
Well, somebody should have done that. Why don't we have people call and find out?
Do you want me to call them right now?
No.
Just Blockbuster?
I don't want you to miss out on the experience of Lost.
Yeah.
Like, how can you deprive
Blockbuster, Hollywood Video.
Someone of such a thing, Hollywood. Huh?
This movie looks stupid. What is it? Is that Ice Cube?
No, actually, no. This movie does look good. This is a thriller with Jennifer Aniston. Looks good.
You think it does?
Yeah, actually, yeah. I saw some stuff with her recently with this, and maybe it does look kind of cool.
I know nothing about this film, but I'm going mediocre, even though I love Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, thank you, Sky.
That's my professional opinion.
Thank you for your 2 cents.
Thank you. I know.
I was dying for it.
Well, obviously.
Tell us what you think about this show.
I've actually seen that. The Latin girls got the big old jugs, and it's like a joke throughout the whole show. Oh, look at my big jugs. Oh, haha, let me bend over. Oh, someone's going to make a joke about my jugs.
That's awesome. That's an ABC show. You know, ABC, of course, allowing us to do this with them tonight with the show Lost. And
I enjoyed it, but it's a chick show.
Of course, all their paying sponsors that have paid to be on with us as well. Like that wonderful movie from Jennifer Aniston, Sky, that you love.
Hang on. Oh, shoosh. I'll be better next time.
It's a present. Ow. 6 months. Sort of an anniversary, right?
I didn't get you anything.
That's okay. It's only cost me a buck.
It's not okay.
I don't remember.
I tried to cover my mouth.
But you might be tired of knocking.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not.
Well, Helen.
You're not getting a key to my place. Anyway.
There's just one condition, though, John.
Go ahead.
When you stay over.
Start flushing.
Seat down.
Yeah.
I followed you last night.
Stop eating all the Lunchables.
Is it your father's house?
Oh, well, aren't you creepy?
Why would you follow me, Helen? Why would you do that?
Well, you sneak off in the middle of the night. I just needed to know where you were going.
Pouring the shops.
But what I do is my business. It's personal.
You fart in your sleep. I don't want to be around that.
I've been being angry. I told myself I would get over it, but I couldn't do it alone.
Why?
I needed to find help. You help me, John. And I can help you.
Shave your head.
You just have to promise me that you're not going to go to that place anymore.
She does not want him to park out in front of his dad's. What is her issue with that?
Well, it's a little creepy, don't you think?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, obviously he's got an issue, you know, like he's got these hurt feelings from his dad. Well, she's upset about it?
Well, how long does she let that go on for?
I thought this was weird. What does she care?
Because that's her man, and he's being weird and creepy and stalker-like. He's stalking this guy who stole his kidney.
It's his father.
It's not
his
father. It's not his father. He's made that clear.
Aren't you?
It's a father figure.
No.
But he thought it was his father.
Yeah. He was jacked over.
You get it, Jack?
Yeah, he's right there.
Are we sure it wasn't his father?
Yeah, I don't think it was.
I think it is.
I think it might be, too.
Or is it?
Boom, dumb.
Yananda.
I'm sorry?
Okay. All right, sister. Who
We crashed here. We were on a plane.
You all right, Jennifer Sydney, Lopez?
To Los Angeles.
What?
40 others made it.
Flight 815?
Hello.
Even Jen gets that.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
What up?
Only speak is Korean. I got those numbers.
You were in the back?
So to speak.
It broke off midair. How did you...
I don't know. I don't know. The plane came apart. And somebody's freaking hard side came out of the overhead and knocked me out.
Boy, we know she'd be
I woke up underwater and made my way to the top. Swam to shore.
You've been out here.
Are there men in this room that think that she's hot?
Trying to find food.
Thank you.
Making my way, hoping to find something.
Not at all.
I wouldn't kick her out of bed.
Yesterday, Bay found me.
Well, you wouldn't cook Sawyer out of bed.
You tell me.
You see a...
Touché.
A boy. Here we go. And took my son.
I love him. I love that kid.
Funny.
I'm sorry. Come on, Lucia.
Touché, Mike.
Sorry. Make a good point.
Quiet Korean guys, Jim. We're about to be the best thing that ever happened to you.
You know what I'm saying, Made in Manhattan?
Next time she's after this page, she's gonna get a surprising little howdy doody.
Howdy doody? Disappointing.
Man. Come up with something better than howdy doody.
Are you in contact with the people that made it?
That's Atari, dude.
In contact with anyone?
Do you think I'd be here if it was?
How is it that you didn't know about the crash? About us.
I push this button every 108 minutes. I don't get out much.
So these replacements?
Kelvin died waiting for his replacements.
So you don't get out, you don't see anyone. Where's your food come from?
Albertsons.
You really think this is happening?
Go to the north side of the island.
There's a big Vons there, bro.